May the Lord help us to commence our service with hymn 1113. How watchful is the loving Lord, how sweet his providential word to children that believe. Your very hairs are numbered all, not one by force or chance can fall without your Father's leave. Hymn 1113.
Thank you. help us to read together from his holy word, from the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2 And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live for ever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler, that are such things as any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, Why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in, and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house, and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah, that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken in pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. After thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it the strength of the iron. Forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odours unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word. May now help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, could we now fall before Thee? Could we now know by Thy blessed Spirit a solemn awe descend upon us, deep reverence, Thy fear? Holiness becometh Thy house, O Lord, forever. And Lord, we are dust, and the solemnity is that we are sinful dust. We have a never-dying soul, each of us, that must come and stand before that King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that great white throne, and give an account. Oh, how solemn, how searching. But oh Lord, do favor us to come just as we are. Lord, do favor us to come with confession. Favor us to come with some knowledge of what we are. To come spreading our great need, our great sin, our great wallowing in the mire, ever returning as a dog to the vomit. But yet spreading the matter before the Lord. And Lord, from the dust, cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, we come and we assemble for worship on a beautiful summer's morning. And Lord, this is Thy day, the day Thou hast appointed to come apart and rest a while, to leave those labors of the 6 days of the week. And Lord, we would leave them. We would know a casting out of the buyers and the sellers, and we would gather to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. We come with thanksgiving. We come with praise. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We've sung of Thy loving care, Thy mercy. And Lord, we've been brought safely. One half of the year already now so swiftly passed. We humbly look back then and give thanks, every mercy past. But O Lord, we would know Thy continued mercies. We would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we do not deserve the least of them. But oh, do favor us day by day, morning by morning, evening by evening. At noon, oh, if it be Thy holy will, in the night seasons, in the day then, to come casting the matter upon the Lord, to come looking unto Jesus in all our need, in all our confusion of face, when all these things are against me. But oh, for that hand of faith, guide us, O Thou great Jehovah, that goes out, knowing that the Lord will provide, humbly beseeching thy mercy continually in this. Do in thy rich mercy remember thy dear church and people here. Thou hast blessed. Thou hast built on that rock which is Christ. There has been the smell of the field the Lord hath blessed. We give thanks for every mercy past, but we do plead that thou would work, blessedly work, Lord, in others also. Work in the generation following. Work in the dear children, those younger in years. Work in those fast growing up and those that have grown up, and yet, naturally speaking, life's pathway before. Oh, Lord, favour them, Lord, to cast their burden upon the Lord continually. Favour them to be found looking unto thee. And Lord, if any come in, no concern this morning, but a habit, but a tradition, but that they have been brought up in, could that set day come? Could there be a rending of the heavens and coming down? Could there be, Lord, in mercy, that set time when thou dost call out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light, when thou dost blessedly begin, but begin in mercy. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Lord, do favour this church and people then to preciously travail for never dying soul. May they all be taught of the Lord. Keep the dear children and younger ones as the very apple of thine eye. Deliver from all evil, lead not into temptation. Implant thy fear deep in their precious souls. And teach them to pray. Then lead to Jesus' blood, and to their wondering view reveal the secret love of God, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Hear prayer, each of us, parents, some grandparents also, great-grandparents. O Lord, do continually supply all the need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, favour us to look to thee, and do thou blessedly appear. We give thanks, we humbly from the dust give thanks, every mercy past. The cry of the sinner, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. We come with praise and thanksgiving then. But we would look to thee still. And Lord, we do plead for those that need, I am the Lord that healeth thee, that do walk in affliction's pathway, that do need that help, that patience, that healing, that strengthening. Be very near to them. May they draw that from above. Bless those that walk, that walk a lonely pathway. Be very near to them, Lord. Favour them to lean upon their beloved. Undertake for them. In thy rich mercy, to remember each in their various needs, and prepare us each for all thy will, and to stand before thee. We do plead, O Lord, that thou would, in thy mercy, remember particular needs. There may be those with child. There may be those, Lord, hidden things. Lord, we pray for them. We pray, Lord, that thou would help in all the pathway. In mercy, remember thy dear servants. We think of one we trust, standing up, we believe, for the first time openly. In thy great and holy name, O Lord, do be with him. Strengthen him and use him to thy honour and glory. Pour in him that he may pour out and remember his dear ones in this new pathway. Oh, be very near to them also. Hear prayer then, our dear servant at home, we humbly trust, and those that gather. O Lord, do help, and Lord, may thy will in mercy be done in earth as it is in heaven. O, call souls out of nature's darkness also. Help, Lord, in the Sunday school, in this house of prayer. Help our dear friends, Lord, as they stand at the desk. Do favour this church and people. Unite in prayer, in praise, in desire, in love. And Lord, in thy rich mercy, help as we would remember thee around thy table. Now, Lord, our land, our nation, oh, the wicked plotteth. Lord, thou knowest all those things that have come to pass since we last gathered here. But the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Could there be those in our old house, those in our parliament that do turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? Could there be those in our military, those that keep the peace at home and abroad? Lord, those in our police forces also, they need it. Oh, could there be prayer and praise? And Lord, could thou in mercy remember those that do mourn in our land? Oh, do work in these things as they wait so anxiously for loved ones. O Lord, hear our cries then, and oh, could thou yet bless the peacemakers. Could thou shine, Lord, in the darkness of our land, in the darkness of the lands of the earth. Oh, if thou dost pour out of thy blessed Spirit, if thou dost command, let there be light. Oh, there will be light. And Lord, we plead it, that we may know it as we turn to thy holy word. Oh, could there be, let there be light. In mercy then, prove certainly I will be with thee. Open our mouth, why do thou fill it? Help in the singing of the hymns. We beg thy mercy. We beg thy help. We plead that one precious name. That one precious finished work. Oh, that sacrifice, that blood. We plead the name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 172. Jehovah's awful name revere, in humble praise, with holy fear. In glory throned, divinely bright, all worlds are nothing in his sight. Hymn 172.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 28, and the first few words. Daniel, chapter 2, verse 28, and the first few words. But there is a God in heaven. I preach from these words before, not for some time, I believe. It may have been here that I must leave. They came emphatically yesterday morning. I knew I must, as the Holy Spirit of truth enables, try to bring them before you. They are words that rang through a heathen court many, many years ago. They were as a sword that cut through everything that that heathen court stood in, believed in, and held to. One word of God, and oh, it swept all that of those magicians, those astrologers, and so on away. Is it your desire? Is it my desire? That the Lord would so humbly, we humbly trust, work in our lives. That he might sweep all away sense and reason. All the filth, all the confusion of face, all the sin. And that we might be favored, for it is a favor, to know a clearing out of all the rubbish, to come and stand before a holy God, full of sacred awe, as Abraham before Jehovah stood. I who am but dust and ashes, and desire no will but his. No will but his. What a bath was here. He was a king. A heathen king. Let's not forget the size, the strength of his dominion in those far off ancient days, right across the Middle East, down into Africa. Truly he was a king of kings and lord of lords. And archaeology teaches us that ancient Babylon was quite something. In its richness, in its splendor, in its architecture. This was no small court. This was no small influence. And they gathered from right across that vast area, those so-called wise. They were keen on their learning. And yet the Lord spake in the night seasons. We read in the book of Esther, how the Lord appeared there when in the night seasons that sleep fled from the king. Here the king was deeply troubled by that he dreamt. And he knew he was deeply troubled, but it went from him. And in his anger, in his frustration, he calls for those to reveal it to him. And in his anger and frustration, he would kill them all. Such was the ways of the ancient kings. They were no use. Perhaps he thought and feared of those previous things that they'd brought before. Perhaps they were built on a false foundation. Have you perceived that in your life? The emptiness, the falseness? Oh, that the blessed Spirit of Truth might come, rend the heavens and come down, that there might be a set time as there was in that ancient court, when the word of God might ring through it. Useless proved to be those the king first looked to. Do you and I first go to man? First go to woman? First go to one of this earth? Or is there a seeking first of the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness? And all these things shall be added unto you. He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knoweth. Committing our way unto the Lord, trusting also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And I would not skate over prayer. They desired mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, concerning this thing. Younger ones, older ones, desire mercies of the God of heaven continually, whatever this thing may be. And whatever new thing might come, whatever may disturb, whatever may be before, whatever may, you may be held in, desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning it. And oh, humbly, but oh, pray for that faith, pray for that trust, to commit your way unto the Lord, to spread it before him. And watch, soul. Wait daily at the post of his doors, wait for his appearing. Daniel didn't rush in, as it were, and immediately try in his own wisdom to put things right. No. He knew one place that could help and one place alone. And he desired that fully, the mercies of the God of heaven. One standing before you this morning, soul, and I speak from the very dust to his honour and glory. If you've ever had blessedly open to you the mercies of the God of heaven, it reigns over all, every single aspect, every jot, every tittle of the very hairs of our head are all numbered. these mercies of the God of heaven, how great they are and how minute they are. If you understand me aright. And the Lord appeared, the Lord answered in the night season. And I wouldn't skate over this. The word of God is clear that the Lord does use those things in the night season. The Lord is a sovereign in his dealings, and not all know it. But I've known those in my little pathway. The Lord has revealed to them things in the night season, deep in the visions of the night. And if there's that with you, so you take it to the Lord. In that court of old, it was abundantly clear when Nebuchadnezzar, this great king, this king of kings and lord of lords, fell down in worship to that shining through Daniel. Oh, what a solemn awe was in that court. And if the Lord is speaking, oh, you look to him for that to be confirmed, that token for good, that shines through his word. The Lord is not limited to means. Those secrets, those things deep in the heart, those things deep in the soul, those things no man knoweth, the Lord knows. The Lord knows. But oh, for grace, and we do need much grace at times to pray that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Grace to fall under the word. Have pity on us, Lord. Remember that we are but dust. But oh, my purposes I'll fulfill. In the beginning, God, but when I begin, I make an end. But I must hasten on, for this word is solemnly laid upon my spirit. Now, are there any that have come into this house of prayer this morning as those magicians of old? We can handle this thing if only you'll tell us. This was a deep thing. This was a hidden thing. They didn't have within them the truth as it is in Jesus. They didn't have within them that the blessedly made Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, to come and spread the matter before the Lord. How do you come? Where art thou, sinner? How do I come? Where am I? One day we must appear before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day we must lay down this earthly tabernacle, this earthly body. One day soul and body will be separated. And we must come and stand and give an account. one born in sin, shapen in iniquity. How shall we stand? How shall we stand in that great and awful day when there will be that divine sentence? No, either come blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, or depart. I never knew you. What solemn, solemn, awful words. Outer darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. Each and every soul will know, you know. Finally, ultimately, but there is a God in heaven. But oh, to blessedly be brought to fall under the word. Oh, to blessedly be brought as this sword of the word of truth cut through all in that ancient kingdom. To blessedly be brought to fall before the Lord and desire mercies of the God of heaven. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? Not the one sitting on the seat next to us, not any other, with thee. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but so there is a God in heaven. Oh, that the blessed Spirit of Truth might powerfully seal it to your soul, that there might be the beginning of prayer. As Saul of Tarsus, that man got up that morning, utterly determined to pursue his course. That he'd gone to, having accomplished in one place, was going to pursue it in another. And he had a commission. He had that he could show. He had authority. And he had a band with him, and he had those leadership skills to do so. And oh, he came just before that gate of Damascus, and in the purposes of heaven, he knew, but there is a God in heaven. Cut down, finished, the sword, as it were, cut him down, the word of God. What a trembling. What an astonishment. What, as we would say in this day, what a shock that sinner had. But as was revealed to one, behold, he prayed. What a mercy, a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. Do you pray that it might be known in the causes of truth? Do you pray that it might be known here? Do you pray that it might be known in your soul? Oh Lord, don't leave me on some false foundation. Don't leave me in some wisdom of man. Don't leave me in something I've been brought up in, something I've learned. It's my soul. My precious, never dying soul that must come and stand before thee, and no escape. But there is a God in heaven. May his voice be then, maybe as the noise of many waters, as the mighty waves of the sea. It may be was a still, small voice. You try to shake it off. You try to get back. You can't. Because the that there is a God in heaven. But oh, so does one come in knowing that there is a God in heaven? Knowing that there is a holy, precious word of truth. Knowing something of the awful consequences of sin. And knowing that they solemnly are a sinner. And they have filthy garments. And deep is the stain and dye of sin. It's indelible. You can't wash it out. We could go from his house and sin no more. Foolish thought, I know. But there's still the sin's past. What great mountain. And there may be particular sin, as David had to confess. And there may be the sins of you. Do you have to confess? But oh, soul, do you know what it is? Tempted and tried. And as that poor man that stood before in those filthy garments, there was also one that stood at the right hand to resist. The old enemy. Do you have an enemy? A mighty foe? And the power of the enemy? And the power of sin? And the grip of sin? It strangles, it grips tighter and tighter. And do you at times despair? Perhaps, as it were, you come this morning on the very brink of despair. But oh, soul, we've spoken of some of the things in this sacred portion. But there's something else. But there is a God in heaven. What was it all for? Yes, to the Lord's honour, to the Lord's glory. But that there may be that revealed. These empires, this Medo-Persian empire, this Greek empire, they would fade away. And then in the days of that mixed with iron, that Roman empire, greatest of those ancient empires, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven, will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Kingdom shall not be left to other people. It won't be left to man. Ah, soul, mercies of the God of heaven, it won't be left to man. Won't be left to you. Won't be left to I. Won't be left to any other. Yes, a stone cut out of the mountain without hands. And oh, will consume all those other things. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And so, what is it? But there is a God in heaven. In the days of those kings. Oh, they'll be that blessedly and gloriously come to pass. There'll be that man was amazed by. There'll be the light shining out of the darkness. There'll be that man falls down and worships. there'll be that blessedly, blessedly accomplished. But there is a God in heaven. His name is Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. But there is a God in heaven. Oh, time and time again, the dear disciples, those that followed the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they witnessed him in that power that was present to heal. In the power for the preached word, never man spake like this man. In the power the enemy overcome. In the power of the casting out of that evil. And oh, so I have power to lay down my life. And I have power to take it up again. But there is a God in heaven that came. What for? To eat and drink with sinners. To keep company with sinners. If you come in so, oh, such a vile, hell-deserving sinner this morning. There is a God in heaven. He came to lay down his life in darkness, agony and blood. He came to wash the cross, to fulfill the purposes of the God in heaven. And now, so, a risen Lord, power to lay down my life and take it up again, roars and reigns in glory, and all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, but there is a God in heaven. Sinner, look, and sinner, live, but there is a God in heaven. Greater love hath no man than this, and he still blessedly, blessedly lives and roars and reigns. Oh, so pray to that God of heaven. Pray, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But there is a God in heaven. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. O Lord, hear the cry of this sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, blessedly reveal to me that there is a God in heaven. Cause the enemy to flee. Cast out the buyers and the sellers. Cast out the rubbish. Oh, to be found, established on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. When the old enemy says, when all seems to join in and agree, lost, and you'll be one of mine. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, may the Lord blessedly appear then as that divine sword. Bah! There is a God in heaven. But may you be favored, dear soul, lost in wonder, love and praise, to fall before. There's hope here for sinners. There's hope here for those afar off. There's hope here for those dead in trespasses and in sins. And oh, you praying flock, you mothers and fathers in Israel, there's hope here for those afar off. But there is a God in heaven. Oh, has he lost his power? All power. Given unto me in heaven and in earth. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. You had to plead that, sinner. That same power that was put forth in that heathen kingdom those many, many centuries ago is the same today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there is a God in heaven. But do you come up this morning walking something, that same pathway as dear Daniel did? A tried pathway. Is there that threatens? Is there that would overcome? Is there that great mountain? Is there that great burden? Is there that great impossibility? We do give thanks for every mercy past. We do give thanks for every help past. But so remember this, and may the Lord blessedly seal it with that divine power, that there is a God in heaven still, that blessedly reveals, that blessedly shows. Oh, may he blessedly appear. He will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. He knoweth, you see, we're back to it again. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold to his honour, glory and praise. And but there is a God in heaven. As the Lord revealed that way, something. You can't tell me that the Lord doesn't reveal his purposes, his way. He does so. He still blessedly works as he worked in his word, and he will still blessedly work to the end of time. But Lord, if this is right, how could it be? Oh, to be granted here that faith that young Mary was granted. Oh, to stand before the Lord as that handmaid. Oh, to blessedly know no will but his. What a mercy. What a favour. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. But there is a God in heaven. His purposes will ripen fast. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. And what a word to spread before the Lord day by day. Do we seem to lose sight as we turn to the word, and I trust we do, turn to the word in the dear families or perhaps as individuals. Spread the matter before the Lord. But there is a God in heaven. Comes to mind when I speak it, the encouragement in the dear families. Don't quench the spirit. Don't resist the word. last Saturday, not yesterday, week ago, Saturday. Seemed to be that word so laid upon me to bring before the Lord. Turned to that word and read the word. Didn't know why. None of the dear family were in particular need as far as I knew. But oh, the need for that keeping, the need for prayer. The phone call was 11 o'clock, well, quarter to 11, Saturday evening. My son nearly home, deliberately rammed by a drunk driver. Two youngsters and his dear wife in the car. Thankfully, each preserved. I knew then, but there is a God in heaven. So, oh, do spread these matters before the Lord. And spread the matters before the Lord continually, that it might shall not come nigh thee. Oh, in mercy, Lord, deal with us in all thy dealings, in all thy way. But two more things, and I must close, but there is a God in heaven. One day we will walk the valley of the shadow of death. One day, and we may be subject to all our lifelong bondage because of the fear of death. But there is a God in heaven. O Lord, may thy word then ring in my very soul. May there be the peace of God that passeth understanding. May faith lay hold on a precious Christ. May his visits be often of late. He could do it so. You may feel that you have walked a pathway and a life of small things. Here a little, there a little. But there is a God in heaven. When he cometh, he can blessedly come and fill all, as he did that ancient call, to his honour, glory and praise, a ripening for glory. But my final thought is this, and oh, the thought in prayer really. We have a new government. We have those that openly declare that there is no God. We have many electing, apparently no belief, and they trust in man and those ways of man. But there is a God in heaven. What a proof here. And we read it in the days of Joseph. We read it in the days of Elijah. Other blessed examples from the word of his power in those days. And those in authority brought to know, but there is a God in heaven. In the great need in our land, may we know, oh, those in authority, may they be brought to know in mercy, but there is a God in heaven and fall under his word. I said two things as a final thought. If one, perhaps a younger one, perhaps a tried one, and truly, you've tried, you've ventured many times perhaps, and you need the Lord to appear. but there is a God in heaven. Appear for me. Well, may the Lord bless the word. May pardon all of this. May seal it to precious souls. But there is a God in heaven.
The collections last Lord's Day were £865, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field, Mr. Robert Field. God willing, Mr. Ince is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And he hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 105. When I by faith my Maker see, in weakness and distress, brought down to that sad state for me, which angels can't express. Hymn 105.
pardon all spoken amiss. Bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Have mercy upon us. Remember that we are but dust. Help in the Sunday school. Gather again, Lord, at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.